Sunset Village, presented for your pleasure. Constable Zez Kirby, by underhanded method, has succeeded in legally swindling Eli out of his house. But what Eli thought would be a tragedy has turned out to be something exciting and interesting for everyone concerned. Work was started immediately on remodeling the back room of the drugstore. Everyone pitched in wholeheartedly, and great progress has been made. Toby has been pressed into service as a general utility man. Donald is using the grocery truck to haul the furniture, part of which is being stored in the spare room above his father's grocery store. Mrs. Hammond and Margie are at the house, carefully packing the dishes and small pieces in the back seat of the family automobile. Larry, Eli's assistant at the drugstore, is working with Donald on the truck. We now find Zach and Eli putting the finishing touches on the hastily constructed partitions, and well along with their job of redecorating.
Ouch! Dirt in that hammer? That's the third time tonight.
Don't blame the hammer. You just can't aim right. You want to hit the nail.
I hit the nail, all right. Trouble was the nail on my finger. I wish we had some other way to put the brace on this partition anyway. It's too darn close to hammer to this window. Why not put the window on the other side of the partition?
Why, no, that wouldn't do. Then you'd have the window in the other room. Here, wait till I lay this paintbrush down and I'll help you.
Well, I'll be glad if you would. But just be careful.
Let's see that hammer. I'll show you how to put that nail down with three whacks.
Sure, there you are.
Now, watch this.
Eli! Right through the window. And look at your hand while you're bleeding like a stuck hog.
By golly, I reckon I must have lost my grip on that hammer.
Well, you lost a good window pane, I can tell you that.
Hey, say, Zach, come on in the prescription room. I gotta have a bandage on that hand.
Yeah, I should say you do. I reckon you better let me do the rest of hammering. It may be a little slower, but anyway, I don't get blood all over the place.
I'll hold my arm up in the air now, and Zach, you see that little bottle of red stuff right there? That's it. Get it down here.
All right, here it is. Now what?
Well, now, open up this here cabinet here. You'll find gauze bandage and tape and a pair of shears in there.
Well, say, you got a regular hospital in here.
Well, I gotta have first aid service ready, ain't I, in case somebody comes in that's got hurt.
Well, I ain't never seen you used on anybody else. But you sure need it for yourself. Here's the shears and the bandage. This the tape?
Yeah, in that little round box. No, that ain't it, Zach. Can't you read? That's corn plaster.
Well, they stick, don't they? Well, here it is.
That's it. Now, open up your roll of bandage.
Here you are.
No, Zach, don't open it out and lay it down there. What do you think it's wrapped up that way for? You go and lay it down there and get all full of germs, and then I'll get infected and more than likely lose my whole arm.
All thunderation. You make up prescriptions on here, don't you? I reckon it ain't so full of germs.
Well, I don't put this stuff down on the bench like that. I mix them in clean bowls and things, and then I sterilize them each time.
All right, all right. Eli, look. You've let that blood run clean down your arm and it's soaking through your shirt.
Well, it'll run down and soak through my socks if I have to wait much longer for you to get that stuff ready.
It's all ready. What'll I do first?
Cut off a piece of that bandage and wring it out in a pan of hot water on that electric plate there. Hey, wait a minute. Are your hands clean?
Well,
I should say they ain't. Rinse them off first in that other pan there.
Hey, gosh, I'd hate to have to take care of you if there's anything really wrong with you.
Say, you ought to see how clean they keep things in a hospital. Even the way Doc Barker always washes his hands and sterilizes everything before he uses it. There's a towel there. Now get your piece of gauze and wet it.
All right. Bring on the wounded man.
I think you're funny, don't you? Now wash it all off good around the cut. That's... Ouch! Darn, that water is hot.
Now, Eli, you know things have to be sterilized.
Oh, wait, you don't need to scald me. There. That's right. Now... get the bottle of iodine and put some of that on the cut.
Iodine coming up.
All right, now. No, no, Zach, don't try to pour it on. See the top you took out the bottle? See that long glass thing on it?
Yeah.
Well, dip that down into the bottle and then rub it onto the cut. That's the idea. Now set your bottle down. Now unroll some of that bandage and fold it up so as to make a pad.
All right, how's that?
All right. Now, put it on my hand and then put tape across it to hold it on.
There's your pad. Now, how am I going to get this tape and hold this on same time?
Oh, here. I'll hold the pad on with my chin and you get the tape. All right.
Now, there's four strips. That ought to hold it.
Now, get them on here.
There's one. And two. Now, wait a minute. I'll put these here ones on the other way. There. And there. How's that?
I'm glad to get my arm down. Now, that feels better.
Shall I put these things away?
No, you get them in the wrong places anyway, and I never would find them. Just shove them back there down on the bench.
Hey, Mr. Hammond!
By golly, there's Toby. I forgot about him down there in the basement.
Well, what's he doing?
Oh, I got him straightening up down there a bit and arranging them things we took out the back room. I had him put a plank down to set them pasteboard boxes on, because sometimes it gets damp down there.
Hey, Mr. Hammond!
Yes, all right, Toby. What is it?
Well, see, I emptied all the water out of this big can with the spout on it so as I could get it out of the way. Where's something I can dry it out with?
What can are you talking about? Bring it over to the steps so as I can see.
Well, I guess you were soaking the can out. It's all sticky inside.
Well, let's see.
Here you are.
Yeah. Toby, is that what you emptied out?
Oh, yeah?
Darnation, that's my can of simple syrup I used for the fountain. Now you've gone and threw it all out.
Oh, shucks. Well, I didn't think it was no good.
Well, you might as well bring the can up here now and dry it out. I might have known better than to leave you down there alone.
I reckon you better give him a job up here where he can keep an eye on him. I've discovered that's the only safe way.
Oh, well, gee whiz, Mr. Hammond. I'm sure awful sorry. I was just trying to make room for something else.
Well, you made room all right, Toby. In the can, anyway.
Come on, now. We got to get finished up back here. Donald will be coming in with more things pretty soon. We ain't going to have no more room left to work. If any more stuff gets stacked up in there, Toby, bring that piece of pasteboard laying there.
Yes, Mom. Is this one, Mr. Hammond?
That's it. Zach, you bring that roll of tape and we'll patch up the hole in that window. Just look at the time. Nearly midnight. Say, Zach.
Yeah? What is?
You and Toby go on and get that window fixed, and I'll call the house and tell Larry to drop off at home on the way in with Donald. He'll have to get some sleep so he can open up in the morning. Looks like we're going to be here for some time, and Zach, you'll have to go to bed, too.
Now, don't you worry none about me. As soon as we get the early delivers out in the morning, I can take a cat nap right in my big chair there in the store. And Donald can take a nap in the afternoon. We'll both be ready for a Saturday night business.
I tell you, Zach, I don't know what I'd do without you. Trying as you are, sometimes I'd sure miss you if you want here.
Yeah. I reckon we'd miss each other if we used to get separated. Well, you go on and call, and we'll fix the window. Come on, Toby.
Oh, all right, Pop Smith, all right.
Hello. Well, hello. Oh, hey. You still on the board so late at night? Oh, she is. Well, say now, I hope she gets over it right soon. Yeah. Oh. Why, we're doing a little remodeling, Hetty. Yeah. Well, you see, Marcy and Margie and me are going to live in the back room here at the store for a while. Yeah. Well, you see. Huh? Yeah, that's it. We sold the house. Yeah, to Zez Kirby. That's right. Well, thank you. Say, ring our house, will you? I want to see how they're coming down or they're moving. All right. Hello. Hello, who's this? Oh, Donald, how are you coming out there? Well, say, that's fine. Oh, they're on their way down with a load of stuff now. Huh? Yeah. Well, now listen, Donald. I want you to get to bed soon. You know you got a hard day ahead of you at the store tomorrow. Well, I sure appreciate it, too. No, I'm going to keep on working and have Larry open up. Let me talk to him, will you? Larry, listen. Will you drop off at home on your way in with Donald and get some sleep so that you can open up in the morning? All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Larry. You'll be coming in soon. All right, then. Goodbye. Well, you got the window fixed all right, didn't you?
Right, of course. That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I didn't think you could do it so quick without me.
Well, Shucks, how did it get busted, Mr. Hammond?
Well, you see, Toby, I slipped and dropped the hammer through it.
Dropped it? You mean you pushed it through?
Well, anyway, it went through.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, who's that?
Oh, that must be Mo and Margie. Donald said they left a few minutes ago with some of the small things. Him and Larry's about ready to come in with the last of the big stuff for tonight.
Well, can I help them bring the things in out of the car, Mr. Hammond? Huh? Can I? Huh?
Boy, I reckon so. Zach, you might go on out, too, if you want to. And I'll finish this little painting I was on.
All right. Try not to hurt yourself while we're gone.
Hello, Miss Margie. Hello, Mrs. Hammond.
Hello, Toby. How are our master mechanics getting along?
Oh, gee, just fine. Excepting that Pop Smith hit his finger at the hammer and Mr. Hammond broke the window and cut his hand. And then I made a mistake and throwed out his simple syrup down in the basement.
My stars, is that all?
Yeah, that's about all, Marthy.
Well, here, let's all load up and get these things inside. Midnight.
A little after that, Margie.
Here, Pop Smith, here are some things for you.
All right.
Here's something else.
Yeah.
Now, don't drop that. It'll break.
All right.
Here, Toby, you take this bundle of clothes.
Yes,
that's
Mom.
Safe enough for you to carry. And here, Mother, you take these pillows.
Now, Margie, I can carry something a little heavier than pillows.
Never you mind now. Here, I'll take these two lamps. Mother, can you close the car door?
Yes, dear. All right, now. Let's get inside. Cold out, isn't it? Be careful now, Zach.
I'll get the door open. Yeah, here we are.
Oh, Mother, look. Isn't it nice?
Well, say now, you boys have certainly done a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be disappointed with it, then. It ain't too crowded.
Why, Eli, why, it's just... fine.
Why, of course it is, Daddy.
Why, no, I tell you, it's going to be just the coziest place in town. You just wait. You'll be just like Donald and me. Why, we wouldn't give up our place there above the grocery store for nothing. It's home and close to our business. So what could be better?
Oh, shucks, it sure is nice here, all right. Well, I'll tell you, Mrs. Hammond, maybe after you get all moved in... maybe you'll rent out a room to me and Pappy Scroggins.